AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A powerful earthquake shook parts of Northern California. A tsunami warning has been lifted.
The 7.0 magnitude offshore quake had localized but minimal damage. The quake was felt as far as south of San Francisco. It was followed by smaller aftershocks. Elizabeth Cochran with the U.S. Geological Survey says
there was still strong shaking that occurred in the local nearby areas of the cities of Eureka and Rio Del and Fortuna. So we may see some damage from the shaking.
There were no immediate reports of major damage or injury. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Sources tell the AP the masked gunman in New York who stalked and killed the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, used ammunition emblazoned with the words deny, defend, and depose. The suspect is still at large. The AP's Jake Offenhartz is in New York.
Police released surveillance footage of a man believed to be the shooter inside an Upper West Side hostel prior to the shooting. Separate surveillance video shows the individual emerging from two parked cars and opening fire on the CEO, Brian Thompson, as he was headed to a Midtown hotel for an investor conference.
Police are still searching for a motive. President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth, is back on Capitol Hill. He says the senators he's talking to have a lot of knowledge.
And as someone who's hoping to earn their support as the nominee for Secretary of Defense, I welcome that knowledge. I welcome that that advice. And that's why we're here.
Hegseth says he has the support of the president-elect. Hamas officials say after a long hiatus, international mediators have resumed negotiating with the militant group in Israel over a ceasefire in Gaza and is hopeful a deal to end the 14-month war is within reach. The Associated Press has learned the government is closing a women's prison in California and other facilities after years of abuse and decay. The Dow finished down 248 points. This is AP News. More protests are being held in South Korea.
Large crowds gather with flags outside the South Korean Parliament building for a candlelit vigil against President Yoon Suk-yeol, who's facing an impeachment vote following the stunning but brief imposition of martial law that brought armed troops onto the Seoul streets. South Korea's president replaced his defense minister on Thursday as opposition parties moved to impeach both men. The Democratic Party and other small opposition parties submitted a joint motion to impeach the president on Wednesday. The draconian action lasted only about 6 hours as the National Assembly quickly voted to overrule the president. I'm Charles Tillidesma.
Police say a father near Houston is charged with shooting and killing his adult son with Down syndrome after claiming he had mistaken him for a home intruder and then later burned the body in what they described as a bizarre crime. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.